On The Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. and we have our guests Laura Helgeson and Kobe Holder. I'm sorry, Kobe. And they are both seniors at Wrangell High School and they are on the line with us today. So if you have a question for either of the seniors, you can give us a call at 874-2345. We have Anya in the studio and she can pick up that call for you. So Laura and Kobe, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you too.
All right. Laura, I know her, but, Kobe, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm glad you accepted our offer to be on the show today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Cool. Okay. So I want to talk about, end of year activities and how those have changed, but also just how you guys are doing in general. So let's start with what has happened to your year-end activities. You know, what are the activities that have been canceled? What are the activities that have been reworked? What is that looking like for you guys?
Well, the majority of kind of our fun senior activities, so things like the baseball game or the senior skip day or the all-night party, those, the progressive dinner, those have all been canceled. But as for the things that, you know, kind of are really important, like graduation day itself, we are pre-recording and then live streaming it. So we're just reworking that. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your sense of what graduation is going to look like?
Well, so today, later today, we're going to do a pre-recording of each of us individually grabbing our diplomas. And then on Friday, the school is going to live stream basically the entire graduation. So it'll be everyone grabbing their diplomas as well as the senior slideshow and pre-recorded speeches. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Laura, thank you so much for that. And how have you guys been faring with your online schooling? Kobe, tell me how it's been for you.
It's been going really good, actually. The teachers are being really supportive. They're offering a lot of time. They're giving us all the help that they needed. I was able to join a few calls with my teachers when I needed help. The emailing, I'd email a teacher and it'd be a quick response. And our teachers just worked really hard and helped us out a lot in this hard time.
Yeah, Kobe, so you're saying you're getting a lot of support. I'm wondering, do you feel like you're spending more or less time on your schoolwork now that it's remote?
It's a little bit on the less side for me, seeing how most of my classes were electives because I'm a senior. But it generally was less time working on homework.
Okay. Yeah, Kobe, what are some of the electives you were taking?
Most of my electives were band. So I was in choir, high school band, jazz band. And all those got affected big because we were supposed to go to Music Fest. And
yeah,
for the homework for those ones, it was just 15 minutes per class of online practice.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I could see some of the biggest impact being to classes like band, classes like shop. You know, do you feel like certain classes are more normal than others right now?
Yeah, I mean, just the whole aspect of all of a sudden going to online classes for band just felt weird, but being able to do online math was just a lot easier.
Yeah, how so? Why do you say that?
To me, it was just a lot easier to be able to call my teacher and be ask for help for a math question. But if I was messing up on a part for my music, it one-on-one help in person is just a lot easier.
Yeah, thank you, Kobe. Laura, how are you faring with online classes, including band for you as well?
I have to agree with Toby that the teachers have done a really great job of giving us support during this time. So I haven't had a hard time at all. In fact, I've gotten a better grade in my math class than I have in any of my in-person, the last three quarters in person, I think. So in some ways, it's almost been better for me doing it at home. As for band and my electives, that was definitely a bit more difficult. We used a program called Smart Music, where it basically listens to you play and grades you as you do it. And it's a lot more particular about how you're playing than when you're actually playing in person. Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild that you would be using that kind of technology. And it's not as generous, you're saying.
Yes, no, not at all.
Okay, right on. Okay, well, thank you for that, guys. I'm wondering, how has social distancing been for you two?
For me, not much has changed, sadly. I go between my house and my parents' house all the time. I have to watch my younger siblings. I've been taking it serious, though. I haven't been trying to just go outside and go to the, if I have to go to the store, I try to do it quick and try to stay away from people, and try to distance myself and try to spread my contact.
Okay, absolutely. But you are going to the store and you are taking, it sounds like you've got a lot of adult activities you're engaging with. Like, you have to make sure your siblings are getting taken care of. You're taking on some of that extra responsibility.
Yes.
Okay. And, Kobe, I'm wondering, do your parents kind of dictate what you can and can't do, or is that more on you and yourself as far as how you want to social distance?
I am on my own now. I live in my own apartment now. I had moved out the beginning of April, so it's more on me now.
Okay, right on. How has that transition been for you?
Smooth in a way, actually. It's kind of weird because of what's going on, but it was pretty smooth.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So you are social distancing, probably like according to the guidance that you're hearing from state officials and city officials and all that, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Laura, I know you still live with your mom. What does your social distancing look like, and what does she let you do and not let you do?
Well, for the time that shelter in place rule was kind of placed, it was really difficult. My mom works at the clinic, so she would be gone most of the day, and I don't have any siblings and I live very far from town, so it would kind of just be me on my own all day. So that the entire month of April was really difficult because of that. But now that the shelter in place is over, my mom does let me go out and see people, of course, following social distancing rules like masks and keeping your distance. Okay. So it's gotten a lot better.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Laura, thank you for that. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what are you guys seeing with your classmates? I know you guys are on social media, you're still interacting with them and seeing what they're up to. What's the spectrum of your classmates as far as how vigilant they are about social distancing and how not vigilant they might be?
It really depends. It really depends on how much their parents allow them to do or how much of a threat they kind of see this whole virus thing as. So it really varies between people. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm noticing that some of my friends are taking it very seriously, and some of my other friends are not.
Yeah. And do you feel like, you know, that you've seen a change, you know, over the past couple of months as things have, as more information has came out, as the situation has evolved, or were you seeing this from the very beginning?
I was seeing it kind of from the beginning. Some of them just really, really didn't care that you had to stay home. Some of them were just still going out, where some of my friends were taking it serious and they were sheltering in place and limiting their outings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, did you have any reaction to seeing how people were distancing or not distancing? Did it make you, you know, have any opinions on the matter?
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
Okay. Yeah, you're just noticing it.
Yeah, it's more of an observation.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that works, guys. And then other than that, I would just like to talk about your plans. Laura, what do you plan to do this summer and after graduation in general?
As for this summer, I'm not really sure yet. I'm still trying to find a job, and whether or not I'll be able to find one is still kind of up in the air. As for after the summer, I'm going to be attending Portland State University. I was admitted into their honors college. So, and their fall term doesn't start until really late. It's almost October by the time they start classes. So I'll be in Wrangell for quite a while before that. But yeah.
Right on. Kobe, what about you?
During the summer, I plan on picking up some sort of work. Right now I'm babysitting for my parents because of both of my parents work in the medical field. My dad is the maintenance of the hospital, and my stepmom, she is a nurse at the clinic. But after the summer, I was going to go to college down in Oregon, but I decided to take a gap year this year, seeing how everything's going down. And I plan on helping my Jamie Roberts coach the swim team here in Wrangell.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you for that. And Kobe, yeah, so you're saying you made that decision. Just tell me a little bit more about what went into that decision.
I've been thinking about taking that gap year for a little while now, even before COVID. But what really made me decide that was the COVID, was the virus. I didn't want to go down there and have to deal with everything that's going on down south right now. I find it that we're lucky to be where we are right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, speak to that a little bit more. Do you see down south as more of a threat, or, you know, why do you feel lucky to be in Wrangell?
Family-wise, I just have a lot of support here right now during what's going on. I don't particularly want to go down south right now and have a chance of getting sick. And also, I really wanted to help teach swim this year. I've been really leaning on towards that.
Yeah, right on. Kobe, thank you. Laura, you know, your plan is to, it sounds like your plan is to be in Portland by October.
Yeah. So they're not sure if they're going to be opening classes, in-person classes, by the fall term. But luckily, Portland State does allow their students to live on campus, even if classes were to be online. So pretty much no matter what happens, I'm moving to Portland at the end of September.
Okay, so Kobe, you know, he gave us his reasoning for taking the gap year and staying in town. You're saying that kind of regardless of this situation, you're going to be in Portland by October. Give me your take on why that is.
Well, kind of similar to what Kobe was saying, how he has family support here. I actually have more family support down there. Most of my relatives live down there. So that's part of a reason. And then also, I don't really have, if I were to stay here, I wouldn't really be sure what to do with myself. I feel like in a bigger city, I would have more opportunities to, I don't know, find a job or just find a way to spend my time effectively.
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like, you know, even if things are not, you know, active and lively in Portland, there's still plenty of new opportunities for you. I mean, there would have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, Laura, I mean, you know, what are you hoping for as far as what you can be able to do? You know, things won't go back to normal and you won't be able to live in the Portland that existed, you know, 6 months ago. But what are you looking forward to? What do you hope you will be able to do by October?
That's a good question, and one I haven't really put any thought to. I don't really have any ideas as for things that I would do.
Well, what were you looking forward to about Portland even before COVID? What were you looking forward to about getting out of town and experiencing down there?
I really like a city environment. And one thing that I kind of always think of is they have Saturday markets on campus. I was able to go to one last time I was down there. So that's just an example of something I'm excited to do. And yeah, I'm excited to be in a city.
Yeah, exactly. You were cutting out a little bit. You said on Saturday nights, they did what on campus?
Oh, they have Saturday markets.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go, you know, Kobe, how are you feeling about your future in general? I know I'm not the first person to ask you this. Everybody asks every senior, so I have to ask it as well. How are you feeling about the future regarding, you know, your own decisions, but also living in this pandemic?
I feel like my future is going to turn out pretty bright. I feel like it's going to be a pretty good one. Despite what's going on right now, we'll all overcome it. I think I'm heading in a good direction. After I take this gap year, I'm going to go to college and I want to become a social worker and help with the families that are in need. I really want to focus towards CPS, Child Protective Services. So I think my future is going to turn out pretty good.
Right on. Social work is so, so, so vital. Those are some of our most important people. What makes you consider social work?
I love kids, and just to be able to help the ones that are in need, that's really why, to help them out.
Okay, Kobe, very admirable. Thank you for that. And then Laura, what's your future looking like? How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling pretty good about it. Of course I have ideas for what I want to major in and maybe what I want to do after college, but another reason why I'm excited to move to a city is kind of just to be around a lot of different types of people and kind of figure out who I am outside of Wrangell. So, and that's really, I think that's really going to be my goal going into college, is to kind of figure things out. And I'm just excited to do that. So I'm feeling good.
Laura, I'm so excited for you to do that too. I think that is probably the most important thing you can do during your undergraduate studies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kobe, Laura, you guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, everyone, you have been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:20, and as always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.